This morning our assignment was to bring something from Brother David's sermon that stuck out to us. And one thing he said is that when he started following the Lord, he thought the world was just going to notice that he was doing different than them. And here, after a couple years, he realized that nobody really cared. And I think that's something we should appreciate while we have that. You know, we're supposed to live a quiet and peaceable life if we can. But I've seen some people that go around trying to make a big splash, kind of, and acting all radical and living in their vehicles and stuff. And I don't really think that's what we want to do. We should kind of try to live as quietly as we can.
I also like what David said, kind of along the lines what Roger was saying. If you're being a Christian, you can't really expect the world to recognize that. And if you take a stand for what's right, the world, they see that more as an annoyance because they're dead to Christ. And that's just something to remember, that we're not doing what's right just to get recognition, but we're just striving to be more Christ-like.
One thing I thought was interesting is how we can get so worried about politics and world events and get so concerned and about things, trying and really try to force a good candidate into power. And one thing I thought was interesting was he said that the world has already fallen. It's the at most we can get a little peace and ease for us, but what's really important is really trying to follow Christ ourselves and go through the world. We're not of the world. We can't force that.
Brother David talked about Sodom and Gomorrah and how it's not because of how much evil there is in the world that God decides if he's going to, you know, keep a place or, you know, still keep blessing a place. It's by how much good there is, you know, to balance out the evil, you know, how much good is left. And he said how we need to be that salt, be that good that keeps the world, you know, working, keeps things from not going to nothing, you know. So
one thing you mentioned was just because if there's a good leader, sometimes doesn't mean the world's alive to Christ. It's still dead to Christ, but we need to be separate from the world and be alive to Christ and dead to the world.
Last week, David said that turning to the way of the Lord and how he wants us to live is a simple thing, but what makes it hard is the darts that the world is throwing at us and trying to confuse us.
We can do bad things in a religious way, but instead, we should just have faith in God.
One thing that I liked from David's sermon was, if you're not following God, you'll be dead in sin. But if you do follow God, you won't be dead in sin.
Brother David said that real life has a stench of death to the world and that the world is already dead. and it already stinks to God.